4 ZLK mobile.
ZLK, KN4 BWA. How are you, Shane?
Steve, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you and your wife and family had a nice day. I'm doing well.
We just left my daughter's. She fixed us up with shrimp and grits and lots of stuff. And now our big shenanigan will be on Saturday. Most all the other kids all go to their in-laws' houses, and then we get everybody on Saturday. So we'll have 13 in on Saturday. Doesn't that sound like fun? We bought 2 13-pound turkeys and a 7-pound breast, a little over $100 worth of turkey. Whew. It's getting expensive.
And yes, that does sound like fun. That's what we do, only we're going Sunday. We're actually going to meet all our kids down and walk around and eat at one of those fine German restaurants down there. Got a lot of our family likes German food, so they're all at their in-laws and significant others today. I went over to my mother's. My wife had to work this morning, so I just went over and had dinner over there with my mother and sister and brother and my mother's husband's daughter and son. So it was a good time, but I'm glad to be headed home.
Glad to hear that that's what you were doing and that you're headed home now instead of you having been out working today.
I did work last night. I was supposed to be off. It was my Wednesday. I'm off on Wednesdays, but it was extra available work, so they called and asked if I wanted to do it, and it was easy, so I did.
Good. That probably saved some Family Guy from having to go in and do it, too. So, well, so where was dinner today?
My mother lives here. One of my brothers is living with her for the time being. My sister and her husband came in from Nashville. And then John, my mother's husband, his son lives somewhere local. He came over, and his daughter and husband came up from Georgia. And there was a couple other guys that were there with his son, a couple of guys he works with. So there was quite a crowd. It was a nice time.
That would be 4NGU.
Phil? Jump in the middle here, buddy. How was your turkey day?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Shane. It was fine. I'm headed home, fat and sassy with some leftovers, and just had a good time. Was glad the weather was good and everything just turned out fine.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to hear you today, and I'm glad you have some leftovers. That's the most important thing right there.
Personally, I'm really very surprised to hear Phil say that there was any leftovers. Generally, right before Turkey Day, I always tell him, don't eat all the turkey.
Held back a little bit, didn't I?
Lots and lots and lots of turkey. Well, how is your mom, Phil?
She had a good day. That's one reason I'm... Okay, buddy, turn on your high beams. I'm doing the speed limit. I tell you, people are really, in the last week or two, are hyper to run me down.
It's everywhere.
I've had such a good day today, I'm just not going to talk about traffic. I did the Woodruff Road thing yesterday and along 85, and I've had a nice day today.
I think I had a guy follow me about 8 miles on Highway 11. I couldn't have done any maneuver to make him mad because he came up behind me. But I was doing the speed limit plus about 5. And he got on my bumper, and it made my forehead sweat. And I sped up. I slowed down. I didn't want to pull over. I thought, this guy's enough of an idiot. He may try to escalate things if he can cut me off on the side of the road. But, I don't know what his thinking problem was, and finally he dropped back and did a U-turn and left. So it's crazy, I guess.
You know what I'm thinking? It might have been the law.
No, he was in a beater of a Honda or Toyota, something little and bitty, and he wasn't the law, I don't think.
I know people will just drive their own world, and they... they come right up on your tail, and I don't know if it's, you know, I don't think it's personal or, you know, on purpose. I think it's just the way they drive. They're just in a hurry to get somewhere.
The folks that all slow down to put about right out about 5 under the speed limit, roll my window down and say, hey, you know, put my hand out and say, hey, there's the road, take it. And then if they don't go on, they find out what that little switch on the left is for to turn the running lights on, and they think it's brake lights.
Left me alone. There's no telling where that could have gone.
Issue if he followed you that long and then turned around and did a U-turn. There sounds like something was going on.
Yeah, for the most part, I try to mind my own business. I, you know, just let them go. Well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and tell you both happy Thanksgiving, and I'm going to go in here. I just arrived back at the house, and what's nice is Sue's going to start cooking this evening. We'll cook a couple of pies, I think. And then she'll cook a little bit more tomorrow. My son's getting in here tonight from Florida. So I got to put the final spit shine on the rest of the house so everything will look sterile when they get here so that Sue will be happy. So, anyhow, I better get in there and get at it. Y'all be careful going home. And Phil, try not to eat all the leftovers too quick now. Y'all have a nice turkey day. K4
VWA,
I'm clear.
Steve, before you leave, I got that differential back in, but I tell you, that was a job. I don't think I want to do that again.
Your chunk is not light, is it?
Definitely over 100 pounds, and I was working, you know, 18 inches of clearance. It was not fun.
Now, tell Shane what you're up to there.
Putting a car back in shape, and the differential was absolutely brand new. There's 51,000 miles on the car, and it was just beautiful inside, but I needed to replace the gasket. It was leaking, so that's why I had to have it out.
You mentioned this car before, but yeah, that's a chore. And that much clearance, or that little clearance, that even makes it worse trying to maneuver something that heavy. I'm glad you got it back in.
See you, Steve, and hello, Sue.
Shane, be careful out there. Phil, be careful. I'll talk to you guys later. K4 VWA, I'm gone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Enjoy it. K4 VWA and 4ZLK. Go ahead, Phil.
I've heard you on several times lately, Shane, but I was about to get out of the car or one thing or another. I just didn't jump in there. But we still hadn't had our lunch. But I don't guess you know where you're going to be at any certain time, do you? I guess we're going to have supper or breakfast. What time do you go in?
Starting in October, I went to a night run. I go in at 5:30 in the evening and make a pickup local and take it to Spartanburg and then come back to Greenville and then go to Atlanta and then get in, come back from Atlanta in the morning. So I do that 4 nights a week. But, yeah, so right, and then right now through Christmas, it's going to be a difficult time to try to meet up. Just a little bit too busy, I think. So we'll have to plan maybe for the next year.
Y'all real hard at Christmas, don't they?
On 4 nights, there's always extra work if I want it on my nights off or the weekend. And sometimes it's worth it to take advantage of that. If they want to give me extra money, I'll be happy to take it, you know?
How long does it take you to run to Atlanta? And I guess you just change loads and come back, or do you wait on it to be unloaded? How long is a round trip?
Different places in Atlanta. The first one is right at 285 and 85, the exit before that. It's about an hour and 50-minute drive, I think, if I just go straight there and the traffic's good. I do have to wait about 30 minutes there, and I take one load from there over to the west side of Atlanta, 285 and I-20, and I'll have two trailers there that are ready and waiting on me, and I just got to put them together and bring them back, and it's about 2.5 hours from there. If I leave Greenville around 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm back usually about 6:30. Because I do have to take an hour meal. I have to stop somewhere for an hour. I usually just pull over and take a little nap in the truck.
Hours?
But because I start at 5:30, it's usually about 12 and a half hours that I work every night.
That's a lot of work to be concentrating on the road and everybody around you with two trailers. That's kind of stressful, isn't it?
Well, I'm not driving, 12 hours. So, when I go to Fountain Inn, I'm there 30, 45 minutes waiting at Granger. They're not always quite finished. By the time I get the trailers hooked up, and then I drive to Spartanburg. That's just a short trip. It's 30 minutes dropping those trailers and going to the bathroom, that kind of thing. Coming back to Greenville, then I have to sit for about an hour in Greenville before I leave. So the driving time, I get a little breaks in between each little leg of driving, and it's really not that bad. You kind of get used to it. But definitely have to watch for people. But, yeah, if I was driving for straight 12 hours, that would definitely be an issue.
Been good to you. I guess you need to hang on to them.
Plane. I've done worse. I've had to work harder and worse jobs. So I'm thankful for this one, and what a day to be thankful for it.
Well, I'm gonna let you go, but it was good to hear you, and you have a good one this evening, and get you a little more turkey. You might as well tank up good today. K4ZLK, W4, never give up.
Hello, I enjoyed it, and always good to hear you. I hope you are well, hope your mom's doing well, and I know you had a good day today, so take care, and I will talk to you again. We will make sure of that. W4NGU, N4ZLK.